This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 38 of BookCareers.com Live. It's September and we're well and truly into launch party season, and I've had a few questions about launch parties, so this week's podcast is a guide to surviving the publishing launch party. I'm sure there will be a few tips here for seasoned launch party goers like myself, as well as those who are just starting out. Over the years, I've been to hundreds of launch parties and, like many, can be a bit blasé about going. It doesn't mean I don't like to be invited, and I always make an effort to go to support friends where I can, but for some, there comes a point in time when drinking warm white wine and making small talk is no longer preferable to being at home or socialising with friends. What is the purpose of a launch party? The launch party is to mark publication of the book, but very often launches are to pander to the author's ego and encourage media coverage, publicity and sales of the book. In olden times, everyone at the launch used to walk away with a free copy of the book, but since the early 1980s, copies of the book being launched are frequently sold at the event, even more so if the launch is in a bookshop. The first launch I remember going to where I was asked to sell copies of an author's book was back in 1984, and I recall then that selling books was really unusual. It was for a debut novel, and I think I sold the most copies out of all the sales force, 77 copies in fact, to the author's friend at the launch. Sales in the bookshops have failed to materialise, and I don't think the author has had another book published since. Such is publishing. I've been to launches where the champagne and canapés are free-flowing all evening, to those where we launched the book in the office and the author was invited in and all the staff attended to make the author feel important. I could name drop galore about the celebrities I've met at launches, but so could you. It's part and parcel of being in book publishing, and these days the only person willing to listen to the list of celebrities you've met is likely to be the taxi driver taking you home. But launches, a handy guide. Firstly, your preparation. What to wear and what is expected of you. Smart casual office wear is usually appropriate unless the invitation says black tie or something formal. Footwear is key, as you shouldn't really be wearing your Converse or your Vans, but you are likely to be standing up on your feet for at least 3 hours. So whilst your favourite party type shoes might look appealing, think sensible and comfort rather than appearance. If you're an intern and invited to a launch, do ask the person who invited you if there is a dress code, and don't assume just because you sent out the invitations for the launch that you are invited unless it has been made clear that you are invited. And no one will think you're daft for asking about a dress code or if you're definitely invited. If anything, they will assume you're being professional. It is also useful to grab something to eat before you go to a launch, or if you can, find out what food is going to be available at the launch. Often, I've been to launches with wine and no food whatsoever, not even crisps. As we all know, drinking alcohol on an empty stomach after a long day in the office is not advisable if you want to be a professional employee. I've also been to launches where we were told that as employees of the publisher, we were not allowed to eat the canapés that were offered, nor to drink more than one glass of wine, as we were there to work, not to enjoy. Days before the launch, you are likely to have ensured that copies of the book will be available on the evening and sorted out the logistics of how the books will get to and from the venue and the visitor journey for everyone attending, from who greets them at the door, who takes their coat, will name badges be appropriate, and how quickly you can thrust a glass of wine in their hand. You'll also remember to ensure that you have enough business cards on you to do any networking. Within your preparation should be the work you are expected to do on the evening, before, during, and after the event. The more junior you are, the more likely it is that you will be on the door taking names, organising the cloakroom, running around topping up glasses, asked to make small talk with people who look like they're standing on their own, selling copies of the book, maybe washing up the glasses at the end of the evening, or doing anything else that is required of you. Your best bet is to attend with a completely open mind and a willingness to do absolutely whatever is required to ensure the launch is a success. Not only will this help your future promotion prospects, but it will also help you give you a focus. And when you're new and at a party and everyone seems to know everyone else, it will help the evening pass much quicker. And who knows who you might get talking to and who might be at the next launch you go to. And this is key. You really need to be on your best behaviour and show everything from the company in a good light. That bit of banter you were having with your colleagues in the office about how everything in the company is failing, don't mention it at the launch. There will always be journalists at the launch and those who are willing to pick up any aspect of publishing gossip and pass it on through the publishing grapevine. Very often in a launch, there will be speeches and the author may do a short reading from part of their book. Just ensure it isn't your mobile phone going off during the speeches or reading. Now to some of the questions I was asked. Is a launch party the kind of thing where everybody switches off and relaxes and gets hopelessly intoxicated, or are you simply there to serve the wine and be on your best behaviour? As an employee who wants to remain employed, you really need to be on your best behaviour. Don't drink alcohol if you can't handle your drink or you haven't eaten since lunchtime. And don't think that because more senior colleagues allow their guard to fall, that you should do the same. You're there to work, to represent the company. Don't let the company or yourself down. How much fun is a launch party? A launch party can be a lot of fun, and the fun doesn't depend on the wine or the canapés. It will nearly always feel exciting to be invited, even if you are working. And one such launch where we were only there to make up the numbers turned out to be a good team building exercise as we told each other jokes to pass the time. Other launches, you'll be sad they have ended. Who can I talk to at the launch? I've seen a celebrity come in that I really would love to speak to. Can I go up to them and talk to them? Now, depending on who that celebrity is and whether they've been expected or not, or if that celebrity is the author of the book, you very likely will have been given a protocol about whether you can talk to that celebrity or who you can talk to. Your best bet is, if you're unsure, is to ask somebody senior to you if it's okay if you can go up and talk to the celebrity. Very often you'll be given a very positive response. What time can I leave the launch? That depends on your job, your responsibilities, and how junior you are. Often, as the most junior person, you'll be asked to stay until the bitter end when all the clearing up is taking place. It is a good idea to find out before you go what is required of you. If you've been selling copies of the book, it is likely that it will be your responsibility to ensure they either return to the office that evening. I've had to do that. It is not fun. or collected from the venue the next day, and that any money or the card machine for payments is in a safe place. Another question. I was invited to a launch where everyone in the company seemed to be enjoying themselves and socialising, and I was expected to sit on the door all night and look after the coats. Is that normal? Sadly, yes. Although I would hope that someone from the company would allow you a 20-minute break or so to socialise, but the truth is, the more junior your role, the less likely you will be able to do anything that resembles socialising. And whilst it might appear that senior members of the company are having a fun party, you should remember that they are working too, working hard, talking to journalists, reviewers, buyers, guests, to represent the book, the author, and the publisher in a good light. It can appear they are having a good time, and you would hope they were. But I've been at launches where I've been stuck talking to someone who I really did not want to spend time with, but who could influence some major publicity and possibly sales, so I had no real choice, however grubby it made me feel. It isn't all fun at the top, and you have to remain professional at all times. Am I allowed to go into work late the next morning? Now, this is something that should be clarified before the launch, as to whether you're allowed a late start the next morning because you didn't return home until late. I'd always ask about this or look to others for company protocol. Now, I know I've missed loads of things, and I'm happy to answer any questions on launches or anything else publishing career related. Just drop me a line at suzanne@bookcareers.com, and if in doubt about what you should do, always aim to be the best professional person you can be.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.